Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Nordic Keyforge podcast. I'm Jason, the Captain Kirk, and I'm joined here today with Hydrophilic Attack. Jonas, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And Carl, the beekeeper, Algernon, the man that goes by many names.
Beekeeper is in the house.
The beekeeper is in the house. Indeed, indeed. Okay, cool. We're going to jump right into this. No Forge Night, none of that, because we have been entrusted yet again with Keyforge spoiler cards from the new set. What's the new
set
called?
Very exciting.
Ember Skies.
Ember Skies.
From the new set, Ember Skies. And yeah, so really excited to see these cards, really excited for the new set. But let's jump in and just start discussing these new cards. Starting off with Heli Chopper. It is a 5-power creature. It's a ship. And if you're haunted, Heli Chopper gets +3 power for each ember on it. And it has an action of capture 2. Take it away, guys. What do we think of this?
It's also a Geistoid card. I don't think you said that.
It is also a Geistoid card.
A Geistoid rare.
Yeah. It is a rare card. It is a Geistoid card. And it is a ship that isn't an artifact.
Which there is are also some ships like that in other sets as well. Okay. I think in Dark Tidings, but yeah.
I mean, I was kind of more focusing on the artifact ships in Dark Tidings that did come out sometimes as creatures, but so Heli Chopper. Carl, what do you think of Heli Chopper?
Well, there's a few interesting things here. Like, we have ships returning, we have Haunted returning in some capacity, it's a decent card. Like, the fact that it's a rare, it doesn't say very much about like what we can expect from Geistoid, I suppose, in Ember Skies. I like the card. It's like solid late game Ember control. Like, it's an interesting power, I think. Like, capture 2 that is solid, and you keep getting stronger the more ember you have on it, but then you flip your deck and it just bursts. I can see it being useful.
It would totally be fun to use it with unscaling ember control. You flip the deck and then whoop, now you get a bunch of ember. And then you take it.
I hope we have some scaling in this set.
Yeah, feels like we need more ember control after the crazy power of Grim Reminders. So that could be exciting if we do see that.
Yeah. I also think it's interesting to see Haunted returning. I was expecting it to be kept only in Grim Reminders, like the Tide was kept only to Dark Tidings. So it's interesting to see, at least to some degree, it's back.
It's
a rare, so I don't know if this means it will mostly be a mechanic on rare cards, or if it's something that we will see on other cards as well, how common it will be.
I kind of hope that they will just keep it to being rare, maybe like a few uncommons, maybe, but not be a major thing in Geistoid going forward. Just because it's, you know, it's just something to keep track of. It adds a sort of, you have to count
bookkeeping, basically.
Yeah, count up to 10. It's very complex. So
yeah. since when is Keyforge a counting game? I mean. I thought it was a racing game. I didn't know there was math involved in this game.
Yeah, I know, right.
It reminds me, what's the Saurian creature that
Octavia, is that it?
No, that you before fight exalt, and then it gets, is it two, it gets two power for every ember on it.
Yeah, but it's not only him, he gives it to everyone.
And he gives it to everyone else as well. So it's kind of reusing some of the Saurian things there, but you're capturing, so you've got the ember control element, you're not exalting. But man, think of all the other capture, like however much capture that you can get in here. Like that could be a huge beast.
At least if you have some support in the form of capture pips or something to get him started. I mean, he takes one turn before he captures, so he might need some support in order to not just die.
Yeah. But I guess it's similar to Stenopius.
Yeah.
Stenopius, since it's plus +3. But that's only on him. The other one is Trabune Pompetus. But
that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
but as you say, I think there is let's hope there is some kind of synergies going as well, that you can maybe use this as a combo piece for some scaling ember control, or maybe something where you know you use the fact that he has a lot of ember on it somehow to gain advantage.
It's only really going to be the direct creature removal, but then don't forget we have the Sky Beasts. The 20 Sky Beast cards that are going to be coming into the game with any house whatsoever. And some of those are pretty big beasts. So, it could be a case of, well, it's good, use it when you can, and then it may disappear. Depending how big those beasts are. Which is a very, very exciting
But if you have this guy out, how often will you use the action? Like with Octavia, most of the time I just reap. I don't really want to capture two. I would rather reap.
Yeah. But unless you need to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And I think after a while, because I mean, if you action capture two, you're suddenly going from a 5 to an 11 power creature, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
When you're haunted, you're going to want to be fighting more than you'll be capturing, but you'll be capturing onto it maybe from other card effects.
Yeah, that's maybe the best case scenario to have him as a removal tool if you have some other capture support.
Yeah, and it's there if you need the ember control. Like if you know those times where I've been way too many times needing that one extra capture.
And effect. Maybe like if you have a lot of if you have Geistor, it's your main house, you use this, you reap with the other creatures you have, you capture onto this one, and then you keep doing that until he's too big for your opponent to deal with, and then makes you win.
Yeah, and we like cards that make you win, of course.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Cool. Yeah, well, that's Helichopper, really exciting card. The with the artwork, I really like the fact that the propellers are like wisps of air. It's kind of got the ghostly thing, but it's got like the mech kind of side to it as well.
And you see him grabbing onto stuff as well, so that makes sense that he's capturing, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Capturing and drilling, which is the thing as well.
So drilling for ember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is quite nice going through the. I've been re-listening to the Crucible, Tales of the Crucible, and the valuable element that ember is in the Crucible is, they're really really pushing that out as well. So really nice artwork there as well. Should we move over to?
Yeah, I like the colors of the artwork, but it's one of those cards where I have to just look very, very closely to even see what it's supposed to be. But it's, at a glance, it looks very nice. Like, it's really popping. And the artwork is nice, but I can't really make out what it actually is.
Yeah, because, like, one arm is, like, definitely a mechanical arm, but then the other one is, like, is it goo or something coming out and being attached to the...
Some kind of ectoplasm thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually strong enough to hold up a drill. Yeah, we learn more and more about these creatures day by day.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Should we go on to number two?
Yes, let's do it.
So we have Quantum Mouse. This is in Logos. Let's say the house name first. It's a one power creature. It's called Quantum Mouse. It's a cyborg. It has an enhanced ability of two draw pips and a discard pip. And it says when you would resolve a draw bonus icon, you may choose to discard a card instead. Yeah, so it's a passive effect when it's on there, and that's all it is with a one power creature.
Yeah, and this is a common.
Yeah, common this creature. Is a really strong common, I would say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much yep. so.
And I think it pushes the whole that Haunted is going to be a thing in Ember Skies, possibly, because it's another way, like, if you need to be haunted, it can get you to being haunted if you have those draw pips. But I then, of course, even discarding a card is strong enough if you need to.
Yeah, it's just adding on to the Logos efficiency thing with discarding as well. So it's almost like, you know, Logos, they had some of that before, like sloppy lag work and stuff, but feels like they've been so strong in the efficiency department. Mm-hmm. So you would always almost want some other house to maybe pick up that role of discarding thing. Mm, but this true. Seems like Logos will be super, super strong in that going forward as well.
Logos is back. Logos is back. That's all we've got to say.
Yeah.
Jonas, sorry, you're trying to say something.
I think the main strength of this is just three good enhancements on the common. So you're going to get some decks with two or three of these guys, and it's just going to go very fast. You can even ignore the text and just enhancements is really important, I would say, for this card.
Yeah, for sure. I don't expect this to live very long if it's like on the board. No. So the passive effect, if you have the draw bonuses in Logos, you could use it, of course, but it shouldn't stick around a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the enhancements in itself, it's just crazy strong.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of interesting. I think the more of this guy you have, the less you care about him surviving. Because then it's better to draw, probably. Like when you have a lot of draw, it scales better than discard. Yeah. But if you have just one of them, that's when you probably want to get some more value from those discards, maybe.
But I mean, it would stack, wouldn't it, for however many you have on the board? So say if you go up to seven of them in the deck,
they would not stack. It's an instead, so it's replaced, and that's it.
Okay.
And that would be probably bad also, because you would maybe discard your whole hand more than...
I mean, but that's the point I was going to make. Like maybe you need to discard your whole hand. Mm. For a reason. You know, it's an opening hand, or it's an early hand. You've got a lot of late game cards. You need to cycle your deck. You may want to get rid of your cards to kind of get into some of your early game cards.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't stack, then that's a moot point. But yeah, I mean, it's a very simple thing in multiples that could be really good, really enhancing the decks, and I love the artwork.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Good for Alliance as well.
Yep.
Like potentially, like you could get really stacked pods with those draw pips and discard pips.
Yes,
if they land correctly.
Yes, no, you really can do, and I think I've had experience of that with I think it was the pre-release for Winds of Exchange, where I had a one house with about almost every single card was in one house had an Ember Pip on it. Extra Ember Pip on it because I had a double cursed relic
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And so if you've got loads of these in a deck that enhances another house, that could be, like you say, really strong alliance.
Yeah, I wonder if Kronos is going to go back or come back.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
One thing I really love about this artwork is this like little robot ear or whatever.
Yeah, this artwork I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the perspective, the portal, the Steam game portal, of going through from one place to another. And I think it's still going from orange to blue, isn't it? So they've still taken that part there. But the you could either look at it as a perspective thing, so he's kind of going into the back, coming forwards, or they cut it's not next to each other and he's getting bigger.
Yeah, I think it's perspective.
You think it's perspective. I like to think maybe it's a big giant mouse which we're creating here. So
with
one power. But you know, like we've just discussed, it's quite a power. It's a good thing to have on the board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just meant if it's giant, he might have more than one power.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not perspective. Maybe it's time, since it's a quantum mouse. He's going back in time to pick up the cheese. And then
interesting.
Was missing in the future.
Yeah.
Ember cheese. I don't know.
No, I mean, I think we've just taken this card to another level, Carl. The beekeeper is bringing the wisdom for this one. Yeah, no, I like what you think there, and especially with the discarding thing, and the hint of the grim reminders there as well, like always remembers getting.
No, but it's interesting that both of these cards, they have discard and haunted, and maybe that's, if that's going to continue being a theme, that's a way also to play against grim reminders. You have ways to fill your discard pile to play against winds of death and things like that. So that's interesting as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's good that we do have tools to go up against grim reminders. That it is, there might not be as big a power creep as there was in the last set, but there's going to be stuff to tackle what we have as well. So yeah, I've got a lot of high hopes for Ember Skies, and really excited to see these cards.
Yep,
awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So I think that's the end of our little spoiler session here tonight. We hope you enjoy it. We want to know what you guys think. So comment in the Discord, comment to wherever we've posted this as well. We do read them. We'd love to know your thoughts. If you agree, if you disagree, is there something we've missed? Let us know and we can continue talking about this in a future episode. Until then, that's goodbye from me.
And from me.
And from me.
Forge on and prosper. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you want to get your hands on the new set Ember Skies by Ghost Galaxy, then you can back their GameFound campaign by following the link in the description below. Then that will get you where you need to go. We're looking forward to this new set. We hope you are too.